Hey everyone, it's Art Prof Teaching Artist Deep D Menon here, and I am joined by Art Prof Teaching Artist Jordan McCracken Foster. How's it going, everyone? Today we are doing a Procreate draw along on hair. We're going to be focusing on hair and the beauty of it and all we can do with it. If you are looking to strengthen and flex your art muscle, Art Prof is the community for you. We have tutorials, critiques, and more, and they're all for free. So Jordan, do you want to pick your first fighter or your first character? I have actually all of our options for hair that Clara has provided us with. And I was saying we have a really good looking bunch.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't actually drawn much today. So I think I'm going to warm up with something a little simple. So I was going to do maybe Christopher Walken or something like that, or maybe Dev Patel, yeah. Either of those two. So you want to choose between those or you want to
I was just telling Clara before this that I have a big crush on Dev Patel.
Oh, let's
go. So let's do it. He also looks like a prince in this. Like he has like prince hair, which I think is like fun to draw because it has a lot of different textures in it. It like has a straight, it has a curly. And yeah, tell us in the comments if you guys have requests for what we draw next or how we address this and draw along with us. And we'd love to see your work afterwards. Do you have a game plan for hair? How do you normally address?
I usually tend to focus on like the, well, first of all, I would start with the skull and just getting the shape of the head there because otherwise it's going to turn to a mess. And then from there, I'll focus on the major shapes and then just build in closer and closer. And I leave value for last if I even indicate that a lot at all, you know, just, it just really depends. But the thing with Dev is he's got a mustache and really big bushy eyebrows and a beard. And so I'm thinking I might just have to draw the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. He has, his hair extends past the head.
Right.
He is full on hairy man.
Right.
So I think it would be good to address all of his hair, not just the one on his head, because a lot of times that comes with different textures and different ways of addressing things. And just so you guys know, the links to the reference photos are in the YouTube description below, as it says on the screen. Thank you, Clara. And we'd love for you guys to draw along with us in any media and post it on our Discord afterwards and let us know how you guys are addressing hair. Let us know in the comments also, like, do you guys have difficulty drawing hair? What kind of hair textures or where do you find yourself having difficulty with drawing hair? Because it is something that doesn't seem that difficult, but I find myself having problems with it.
Yeah, I think the key for me is not to worry about every strand of hair. That tends to be the most common thing that I see is they'll just be like, how many strands? How many, you know, is one hair, two, three? And really, we don't see hair like that. When I'm looking at Dev's hair, I don't really see one. I don't see individual hairs. I see thick clumps. And so by focusing on that, I think it helps it to be more readable and more realistic as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually was doing a critique yesterday with one of our lovely Discord members talking about hair. And I think, like you said, Jordan, a common thing that happens is that we are very choosy, like we draw every strand, but focusing on it in like masses, I think, and pulling in and out the details where it needs to be is the important thing, like you said. We have a comment from Neil Espinosa saying, yo, Jordan, what did you do to have the reference photo float like that?
Ah, okay. So this is a relatively new feature in Procreate, maybe a couple months old, but basically you go to the wrench icon and hit canvas, and then there should be something that says reference, and you can hit that. And what you can do is you can either have it reference your actual canvas, so there's the whole thing there, or if you tap on it, you can import an image. So if I want to take something from my photo album, I can put it here too and have that as a reference. Some of you guys might have seen me do that when I'm doing like my characters, and I'll have a reference of a completely different image on there so that I'll use it for those situations. It's super useful though. Really, really useful.
I realized I was drawing on the same layer as my reference, which is not what I want.
I always hate doing that. Drawing on the wrong layer is one of the worst things that could happen in digital art. Like, really. It's just painful.
Okay, we're back. We're back. All right, Dev. Seems like we may have convinced Prof. Lou to also have a crush on Dev Patel, which...
I've seen Dev in like 3 movies, and I can say he's a phenomenal actor, but I have never thought to have a crush on him at all. And I was just like, he's a good actor, and everyone else is like, I love him. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
I mean, to each their own, but he is a very good actor. I mean, I'm sure part of the crush probably stems from his talents too.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I think the last thing I saw him was probably like Life of Pi, maybe. I know he was in Slumdog Millionaire, obviously. That was like his breakout role. Right?
Is it Pi? I think that might be a different actor.
I thought that was Dev Patel. Can someone confirm for me? Am I messing that up? I'm pretty sure Dev Patel was in Slumdog Millionaire as the main guy.
Is he in Life of Pi? I don't think he's in Life of Pi. He's in Lion.
Right. It wasn't you're totally right. It's someone else.
He's in that movie Lion.
I know he's in The Last Airbender, but people don't talk about that movie. It's been a long time since I've seen any of those. Okay. Let's get back to drawing here. I actually haven't really drawn today, believe it or not. Or last couple days.
I haven't either. I'm feeling rusty.
I took a little trip to visit some family, so I was out the whole day just saying hi to them because I hadn't seen some of them in a couple of years. So
that's really nice.
Yeah. One of my cousins, 7 years.
I had a similar experience where I went to India for the first time in December of 2019, not first time ever, but first time in like 18 years or something. Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of family for the first time, and it was wild.
Were you kind of like, oh my goodness, I didn't know I had this many cousins and aunties and uncles? Is like that kind of experience, or did you know everybody?
Yes, Slumdog confirmed. He is in Life of Pi 2. Really? I thought that was this other actor, Suraj Sharma. I could have sworn. I'm not convinced on Life of Pi.
We can't do the research, guys. We're drawing and entertaining. Yeah.
Someone check Life of Pi, because I feel like I know my South Asian actors, and being a South Asian actor, I think it's Suraj Sharma in Life of Pi, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, I went to India and it was wild, but seeing family is always really nice.
Sure. Man, I really got to knock the dust off. These last couple of days really did it in.
Haha, Deep D is correct. It is Suraj Sharma in Life of Pi.
I stand corrected.
As, you know, a brown actor, I have to know my brown actors.
I'm like, no, it's all good. I get it. Totally get it.
You know, I thought this Dev Patel one would be, like, easy, but I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, hair. Hair is definitely something that doesn't seem like a struggle, at least to me. But then once I start doing it, I'm just like, wowie zowie.
Yeah. You know what I think part of it is too, is that you have a crush on him. I think psychologically drawing people who are like really gorgeous is tough, especially if they're a celebrity. Like a really gorgeous celebrity is hard because not only do you have to make sure there's like no flaws in the drawing, but you also have to get it like accurate enough to make it look like them. It's so
that's true.
Yeah.
My inner fangirl wouldn't be happy with what I do to him if it's not precise.
Yeah. I actually have a lot of fun drawing like really wrinkly elderly people because I can exaggerate stuff. Like, remember when we did our stream on
the royal family?
It was so much fun. I was like, look at all these wrinkles. I could make this big and make this small. It was great.
It's funny that you mentioned that because I was literally just thinking about that. And I was like, well, like Kate, we drew her and she's kind of beautiful, I would say. But then I realized it was like caricatures we were doing. So I was able to kind of, if you guys watch the royal family stream that Jordan and I did, I made her look insane. Like she looks like an evil cupcake.
Evil cupcake.
And I was like, I can't do that here because I'm trying to like actually make this hair a learning experience. Sure. Maria says, okay, so to take the pressure off, you have to start by finding a flaw in them or several. Should I just like switch to another actor?
You know, I feel that there are certain people I'd be doing the same thing. Like, maybe I should just not draw them anymore. Certain people just don't have those flaws, or at least I'm too blind to see them.
I feel like if I was drawing the art prof staff, I would be the same. I'd be like, you can't. It's like when you're drawing a friend, you know, or like a family member, you're just like, I can't.
Really? Because my family and I, we roast each other all the time, and if they could all draw, they'd be like, you know, you have a really big nose, so I'm gonna give you a really, like, really big nose. It's like, that's how we are. It's like, you kind of funny looking, cousin. I think I got a
size of that. Neil is asking, Jordan, have you watched Raya and the Last Dragon?
I have not, but it looks really, really good. And I actually got a notification like a couple hours ago where some friends were gonna do like a streaming movie night with that. So I gotta check the day if I'm free, but I would definitely love to see it. And I'd love to hear what people thought of it without spoilers. Please, no spoilers.
I've heard really lovely, I haven't watched it either, but I have heard very lovely things about it.
Yeah. It looked gorgeous, quite honestly. Like I was interested in the jump. But yeah, I can't stand spoilers. I've had too many movies spoiled for me in the last couple of years.
Ooh, is there like a big one that got spoiled for you that you just ended up never watching?
Not that I ended up, so I watched both of them, but Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame were both spoiled for me. It was tragic, but Endgame was the worst because it was so uncalled for. I was at Target. I was with a friend of mine, and I was looking at a magazine cover and had all the Avengers on it. And my friend just comes up to me. He's like, wow, that's so crazy. Dead, dead, dead. And,
what? And
I swear, I had to contain myself. I was like, I can't believe you just completely spoiled the whole thing, unsolicited. And then the next day, something like that happened. And I said, I think I'm going to go check out Avengers Endgame. And someone's like, oh, it's so good. So-and-so dies in the movie. It's going to be great. I was like,
what? After you said, I'm going to go check out, meaning like I have not yet watched?
Yep. Yep.
You need to surround yourself with better people, Jordan.
It wasn't even my friend. It was my roommate's friend who just happened to be, I never even seen him before. That's the
How dare they?
It was so uncalled for. I was really mad. I was really, really mad. But nonetheless, I still enjoy the movie, but it's not the same.
Irmak is saying, Diti, I have the same problem with drawing attractive people. I'll get halfway through my drawing and be like, oh no, he's hot. Yeah. It's okay. This is a learning experience. It's funny though, because I don't really have an issue with that. Like you know me, Jordan, I like when things look ridiculous and ugly, but maybe I'm learning that not all the time.
maybe if we chose a different actor to start with, then you'd have a different reaction. let's do someone you don't have a crush on next.
Yeah.
Orange Cat Spirit, Jordan, did you ever finish Alias Grace? What are your thoughts? I thought I talked about this in Discord, but anyway, I did like it. It was a really cool show. It's on Netflix. For those who do not know, it's basically a show about, takes place in like the mid-1800s, and it's about trying to figure out if a woman committed this series of murders and like going through her psychology and all that stuff. And you try to pick her apart and you go through her life story. So it's very fascinating and I enjoyed it. Kind of sad that it's just a mini series. It's not going to be season two, but I thought they did a really cool job.
Are you watching anything good right now, Jordan, other than that?
I started watching a series called Dark. It's like the German, to me, it feels like a German version of Stranger Things. I only got like two episodes in, but it's really cool. And I think it's like a 3-season show. So I want to check that out a little bit more.
Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
It's funny. I just realized that my roommate and I just watch so much like TV and movies all the time. It's kind of ridiculous. We are currently binge watching this show called Broadchurch on Netflix, which is kind of like a murder mystery situation, which is cool. I really like it. We were watching Dr. Foster. Before that, we just watched like a ton of stuff. But yeah, I think like having a nice show to watch while you're working or while you're eating dinner or something is always like a fun thing, especially during quarantine.
Yeah. I watched two episodes of a show with my cousin called Narcos.
Oh yeah.
You seen that?
I haven't actually, which is so funny. That's I think one of those shows that like everyone was watching. And then it wasn't that I got spoilers. It was just that I think I was like so late to the train. Like people were already on season something. And I was like, I hadn't even started. And then I was like, ugh, I feel like I missed the boat. And then I never got into it. I know my parents watch Narcos.
I had never even heard of it till like a couple of weeks ago. And I mentioned it to my cousin. He's like, oh, dude, it's a great show. And we just watched a couple episodes together on the couch. So, yeah.
Nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good. About Pablo Escobar, for those who do not know.
It's intense, right?
It's pretty intense. Yeah, there were a couple moments I was like, whoa, I need a warning before I see all that. Wow, or Ayana says, wow, Deep D, I'm the opposite. It's been so long since I've actually watched a show the whole way through. Now I mostly just watch YouTube and draw.
Yeah, I wonder if I think that's just how my roommate and I like to spend our time together. But it's definitely like we do it during dinner time and
yeah, for sure. Okay. I think I'm just about done with Dev here.
Yeah, I was gonna say you really like plowed through that and I'm like still hashing it out. You should go ahead if you want to start on another one, and I'll finish my boy Dev and then join you.
Okay, I'm gonna spend a little bit more time on his hair, but at least I got the facial features and like there enough. Because to me, it just feels weird drawing a head with hair without a face on it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to waste too much time on the face, but I'm also like kind of feeling that I'm like, it looks bizarre to be doing this hair without the rest of the face fleshed out.
Yeah, it feels like a wig mannequin. Like you walk into a sort of beauty supply store or something, you just see all those wigs and just going down the aisle or whatever.
All right. Ayan says, Jordan's, yours is so pretty. You should add tone to the hair and make the background gray to see how it could be rendered.
Add gray.
Oh, you really made him look like a prince, Jordan. Like he looks so regal.
Well, thank you. Well, you know what? I was influenced by your statement earlier. You said something about him looking like a prince. I was like, you know
he
what?
He does look like a prince.
Maybe that's what it's all about. He's got, you know, the really, really heavy brow ridge, which is, to me, it's always like, whenever I see that, I'm like, there's knowledge in there. You know, there's something noble about that. I really like drawing heavy brow ridges on people. but great background. Well, considering this is just line, I don't know if that's going to work very well, because then it's going to look something like that. Like, that's all my lines on a white background. So I might skip that, but we can render the hair just a little bit more, I guess. Let's try a different brush. Let's get some darker values here. Some shows I do want to watch, though. I've heard good things about Lupin, I think is what it's called.
Oh, I started watching that. I didn't finish it. I don't know why, though. It was good.
Is it? It looked really cool based on the trailer.
It's French, which, like, maybe, like, I really enjoyed it, but, like, I feel like we didn't get into it because it required a little bit more brain work. Just, like, sure. Reading the subtitles, which is such a dumb thing, but, like, you know.
I get that, though. I totally understand. I bet Kat would love the show since she's, like, practically fluent in French.
Oh, yeah. I forget that she is.
Yeah, it surprises me sometimes, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a interesting fact. Maria says, hair is so hard to draw from imagination for me. I so far can't get the general shape in my mind to put on paper. Maybe I'm just bad at figuring out the whole forehead, top of the head distance. So when it comes to drawing stuff that you have a hard time with and you know that you can't really get around it, just start with the most basic, simple way to start. And that's why I said at the beginning, like, starting with simple shapes and not thinking about every strand of hair. Because by doing that, it just makes the work easier for you. And if it stresses you out already and you know that going in, there's no point in, you know, doing the same thing that's going to make it worse for you, you know? So I'm gonna switch. It's been 20 minutes on dev.
Yeah, I'm kind of over dev.
Say it ain't so, Deep D.
Not like in life, just like my drawing of that. Let's not get carried away, folks. You're gonna do Jaden, okay. What if I do a different one and we can, like.
Yeah, try it. Whoever you want.
Should I do Beyonce?
Go for it. I think everyone loves Beyonce.
Who could not love Beyonce?
Ayane says, Maria Kilson, me too. It feels like I can do the simple shapes, but not the actual texture. Mine looks too much like fur. Do you want to take that one, Dinky?
Feels like I can do the simple shapes, but not the actual texture. Mine looks a little too much like fur. What I think helps is to, with hair, is lighting and how lighting affects hair. A lot of times things look like fur because you're focusing on drawing every single strand, and that's kind of like a furry texture that you get as a result. So once you do the simple shapes, start focusing on light and how light is reacting to the hair. And then your marks should be indicative of the texture of the hair in, like, relationship to the light. And that will probably help with that. But I think, like Jordan said, with simple shapes, it's thinking about, like, big picture, and so is lighting. You're thinking about, like, big picture, how is lighting affecting the whole head and not really focusing on the individuals.
Yeah, and something else that I'll see, hopefully I can demonstrate it here with this drawing. Different hair textures require different ways of different approaches. So, like, with Dev Patel's hair was very wavy or straight, whatever you want to call it, there's a certain way I would draw that versus the locks here, which are basically like little tiny coils, and, you know, maybe not knots, maybe that's not the best way to put it, but it's a lot of compressed hair, and so you approach that very differently. Same with Beyonce's afro and from the Austin Powers movie. There's just a different approach to it, and you have to be familiar with those things.
Is this from the Austin Powers movie? I didn't know that.
I believe it's from Goldmember.
Oh, cool.
So that's the first time I remember hearing about Beyonce outside of the songs Survivor and Independent Woman, I think part one, maybe, and, you know, those classic
Destiny's. I was a big Destiny's Child fan, so yeah. I knew about her through that.
Yeah. I mean, I heard her songs, but I think that might have been the first
time. Which was, yeah, Survivor and Independent Woman, of course.
Yeah. And then there's, what, Jumpin' and Bills and all that stuff.
Yeah, they're so fun. Did you ever see Beyonce's Coachella performance?
No. when, I don't even know what year this would be talking. You're talking.
I think it was maybe 2018, 17, 16. I don't know, but it's on Netflix, I think, actually. But anyway, she had Destiny's Child perform with her, and the whole show is just like amazing, like mind blowing. But it's like such a surprise when Destiny's Child comes out, and like my inner like little child is like, oh my gosh.
That's always really cool when that happens.
Basil is saying, these have such unique textures. I'm excited to see how you represent them. Yeah.
So am I, because I'm rusty.
Dude, I'm feeling rusty today. I also picked Beyonce, who is getting beautiful, and I'm like, darn, I should have picked Christopher Walken.
Wait, is that too late?
No, I committed to her. How can I now be like, no, sorry, Beyonce.
I don't think she'll find out that, at least not today. Maybe when you meet her, you'll be like, I'm sorry, Beyonce, I stopped drawing you in the middle of a stream. I'll never forgive myself.
She'd be like, don't talk to me.
Yo, did you hear about her daughter winning a Grammy at age 9? You see that?
Yes, I'm not like fully sure what exactly happened because I didn't watch the Grammys, but I was like so proud of her daughter without it. I was like, that's amazing. And then I was like, I don't know what happened.
Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think she was in one of the music videos for the Lion King movie from a few years ago and got a Grammy for that. But there's a lot of differing opinions about a 9-year-old getting a Grammy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've heard a lot of, I'm just gonna stop right there.
Was it for her performance or?
No, I actually don't know about her, but just the Grammys in general. I know that a lot of people speak out about those, about the Grammys, because it's some people say it's like very political in terms of who actually gets put on. And there's been multiple people who have said they'll never like attend the Grammys ever again, or they call it the Shammies. I personally don't really pay attention to that sort of stuff. I just found that one bit really interesting because I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw it, you know, but.
Oops.
All right, Jaden.
I did the thing again where I drew on the wrong layer.
Try it. Maybe. Are you drawing on the photo reference layer? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, but I've sorted it now. I just keep accidentally doing it.
Oh, sometimes if you just lock the layer instinctually, that'll
help. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Neil is saying, Deepti, you should exaggerate her hair and make it huge. I should. I was actually just thinking that. I was like, what if I make her have a really tiny little face and a huge fro? That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, something else I recommend, guys, as I'm working on this eyebrow, when you are working on showing a couple of strands, always go in the direction the hair is. Don't ever just be like all over just because. That's going to make it look really, really weird. So that's why I'm kind of focusing on just having the eyebrows go in the direction that we're seeing them.
That's a good tip.
Man, both Dev Patel and Jaden Smith have the thickest eyebrows.
Yeah, they have good eyebrows.
I actually find that a lot of fun to draw. I like doing that for some reason.
I do too, actually. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was thinking that with Dev's eyebrows. I was like, eyebrows are fun. Beyonce has really like, although I'm making her face so tiny, I'm not even like focusing on eyebrows. I'm like making her head so solid, I'm gonna give her a huge brow. But she has like very nice eyebrows as well, and they're very like pointy. They're angular.
Yeah. let's get into Javen's wild hair.
We got. Is his hair still like this, or has it been buzzed?
I honestly don't know. Every time I see him, he has a completely different look. Last time I saw him, I think he had like shaved eyebrows and short blonde hair. I don't know. I can't keep up with that kid. I really can't.
Clara's asking, will either of you be adding color today? My attempt at color just now was changing the color of my pencil. I think because I'm feeling so rusty, I'm going to just try and focus on texture and maybe come in later with a little bit of color, but it's not a top priority. What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, I'd only really work on color if it was actually part of the hair itself, like if someone had a streak of green in their hair or something like that. Then I'd have a reason for doing it, but someone like the characters we're drawing now or the people we're drawing now, probably not so much. It's not really necessary, I think. Yeah, I gotta give it to Jaden though. This is some really cool hair that I would not be brave enough to try.
I love this look on him. He looks like a model.
I think that's exactly what he's doing here.
Oh, he really?
He does like everything. He does music. I don't know if he does acting so much anymore, but I know he has done it.
Yeah, he was in that movie with his dad when he was like a literal baby, kind of.
Yeah, he's done two with his dad, I think, because there was that and then After Earth, which was like universally panned. I never saw it, but.
It was banned?
No, panned.
Oh.
People didn't like it.
I was like, it was banned. That was how bad it was. Maria is saying, I wonder, has anyone here tried drawing just the outline of the hair and did the texture with overlay or something similar? Ah, that's a good idea. Like, I was actually just thinking that. I was like, what if I just did an underlayer of like flat color where I see it and then go over it with texture and another layer. Have you done that?
Maybe with painting, I've done something kind of like that because I tend to worry a lot about silhouettes and stuff like that and making sure everything's kind of clean. When drawing, because it's so loose for me, I tend to not worry about texture at all. I usually just don't do a whole lot of textures, like just in general. Maybe because I'm more into like cel shaded styles and stuff like that. Personally, but yeah.
Mila's asking, Jordan, what's your opinion about downloading those pre-made hair texture brushes? Ooh.
Sometimes they work really well. I'm all for working smarter and not harder in certain situations. And let's be honest, like just because you work smart doesn't mean you're not going to work hard and just in life in general. But if it works for your painting, go for it. I think the problem comes in where it becomes a crutch because people assume that brushes are going to do all the work for them, and really it doesn't. I've seen people make really amazing paintings with just the default round brush in Photoshop, and it's better than what a lot of people can do with a trillion other brushes. So. If you're going to use it wisely, know what you're doing and make sure it makes sense. Cause the last thing you want is people going like, oh, that looks like the hairbrush or that looks like the grass brush. Like I've been called on that before and it's not a fun experience. Trust me. Yeah.
Jaden's coming out all K-pop for me, says W315. Coming out all K-pop.
That's awesome. That's pretty funny. You know, the cool thing about Jaden to me is like how he followed in his dad's footsteps and basically became a rapper. And I'll be honest, I think he's a bit of an odd individual just on it. Like what he says, it's not even so much I disagree with what he says, I don't understand what he says most of the time. And so But his music, I hear it in like the Spider-Verse soundtrack or something like that. I'm like, this is not bad. Like, whoa, okay, dude. I'll see you.
Yeah, they're such a cool family.
Yeah, that man. Can you imagine growing up being Will Smith's kid? Like, that's gotta be insane.
Yeah, he's such an icon. Slepnir is saying, Jordan, great job using your x-ray eyes to see the hidden eye. I was thinking that too. I was like, how did you do that so perfectly?
Oh, I'm so used to drawing heads. And you know, I've said this about paintings and stuff, but I tend to work back to front. And so I know the eye is here, just based on anatomy and, you know, what Jaden Smith looks like. And plus, I can still see it, too. You know, it's not like it's completely hidden. But you just take a guess, knowing that it's going to be covered up later, and just do the best you can.
That's a good way to think about it. It's going to be covered up later. Why stress about it?
Right. You know? And drawing locks is always really tough, though, because there's so much to really do. So I guess now would be a good time to explain what I do, at least traditionally. I'll tend to kind of go in and just put spirals.
Very cool.
Because it's basically like that coil texture. Only problem is this would take forever. So I might block in some of these ones in the background, just kind of do something like this. And just pop out a couple of spaces. But yeah, if I were spending a long time on this, I might be more focused. But because we're doing a live stream and this is for education as well as entertainment, I'm gonna go a little faster.
I feel like I should have done this with Dev, where I like exaggerated the proportions, because it's making me care less about how they're actually represented, like looks wise. Like, oh, does it look like Dev? Does it look like Beyonce? And I'm like able to just focus on the hair. Like, I think just like for me doing like, okay, huge hair, forget about the face, is a good lesson.
I like that way of thinking, because I think for you it's probably taking off a lot of pressure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with not having more pressure on me. There's a lot in the world to go around, and any less I can bring on myself is always nice.
Exactly. And we're just like doing this for the focus of hair. Like, I was thinking about when we did our stream together on Master Copies, and you were like, well, we're focusing right now on like color and the painting of it and not so much like composition and getting that right. And we like traced the basics of the composition, and I was like, oh my God, this is wrong. But then I was like, actually, no, this makes like absolute sense that we would do this. Cause like, why waste time?
Right. Exactly. Gotta know what to focus on.
Exactly.
Our prof says, I think with portraits, the second you think about likeness, it's the kiss of death, at least for it is for me. Ooh.
The kiss of death.
I'm curious to know what others think about that. Because I personally feel good when I'm like, when someone says, that looks like so-and-so, and it's supposed to be that person. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting better. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. But there is that pressure, too. So I'm curious to know how other people feel.
Yeah, maybe it's like easier to get that likeness when you're not so worried about it, and rather just focusing on, okay, like what am I doing, what I should be doing to achieve that likeness, and then it'll just come naturally.
I'm like completely blacking out everything in the shadows back here. Like, no one's gonna see this. No one knows what his hair is like on the other side. Soydenly says, I would kill to be able to get a likeness. I don't condone killing, but I understand the sentiment. It just takes practice and hard work and just studying and understanding what you're drawing, you know? You guys have heard me talk about drawing 1,000 heads several times, and I stand by that. Like, it's put so many things into my mind of how to approach drawing, at least for me and what I do, that, you know, I don't really stress about it too much. Usually when I draw, even if I'm having an off day, like today, I can still get kind of close, you know, it's not perfect. Dang,
this is an off day for you. What?
I haven't drawn in like a week because I went to visit family and I've been working on other stuff that, you know, didn't require drawing so much.
But I was just saying, I was like, doesn't look like an off day, Jordan. It's like a pretty on day to me.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. My teachers used to say stuff like that all the time. Be like, you know what? I don't get it.
Yeah. $2 bills are saying, yeah, I can't see the shapes anymore. I can only see how it doesn't look like the ref. Yeah, it's hard. Like, I think at a certain point you have to just stop focusing on the likeness and just focusing on like what you're trying to achieve, which is the texture of the hair or whatever you are trying to achieve in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this will help if I explain it this way. When I say the basic shape, I mean stuff like this. Like when I look at Jaden's hair, I'm seeing like this big old kind of trapezoid angled shape. I'm seeing this sort of triangle here. I'm seeing this little rectangle here. And then in between that, let's change the color again. There's little bits of hair coming out. There's a little strand here. There's a couple stuff here. So really just start big to small. And keeping that in mind constantly will always help you. Regardless of if you're doing fine art or character design or gouache painting, doesn't really matter. Okay, now I got Jaden Smith's song stuck in my head.
What is his song? I don't know any of his songs.
Okay, it's called On My Own with Kid Cudi. And
cool.
And it was actually released with the Miles Morales video game soundtrack, but it was part of the trailer. And I heard the song and I was like, what is this? And I searched for like 20 minutes to find it. And the hook is so catchy. And I just adore that song. And I'm like, every time I see him, I'm like, I think of that song. I'm like, yeah, this is the jam. This is the groove right here. You know?
I just started listening to Kid Cudi, for the first time, but just like randomly. He came up on my Spotify and I was like, oh my God, I listened to it so much in high school. And then that all happened.
I'm trying to remember, what was the most popular song from him in like the early 2000s? It was one that was really, was it Day and Night? That's what it was. It was Day and Night.
Yeah.
All the time.
That song Erase Me was like a big one, at least when I was in high school. I think he was on that Kanye song, Gorgeous.
He was. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I just found out that Kanye is apparently the richest black
artist. I found that out today, too.
$6.5 billion.
I thought it was Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is a billionaire, too. But I didn't realize Kanye just kind of snuck up on me because I heard that he became a billionaire like a couple of months ago, and then suddenly he's worth $6.5. I'm like, what is this man doing? Other than, you know, I know he had the presidential run, but I don't know if that made him $5 billion, you know what I mean? I don't think that's the case.
$2 Bills is asking, what was a 1,000 head challenge again? Jordan, would you like to explain?
Oh, boy. Okay, so I am a part of a group called the Drawholics Anonymous. And what it does is, the whole point is to help you be able to draw better in the short amount of time. So you draw 1,000 heads, 500 arms, 500 legs, 250 hands, 250 feet in the course of 1 year. and you do 10-minute sketches with just pencil and paper. No, don't use charcoal, don't paint it, don't just regular pencil and paper, and you primarily worry about lines, sort of mostly kind of how I did it here. And so by doing that all these times, you tend to learn a lot of different things about how to approach drawing, and you get better, you know. I actually just met, or not met, I've been working with someone who's, she's 16 or 17. I think she's 16, but she just finished. She did it in a year. So, and she improved so much. I'm incredibly proud of her. I'm not gonna say her name just for the sake of the fact that she's 16, but yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Actually, I wanna do long hair. Let's do one of my celebrity crushes this time.
Ooh, yay.
Do Eva Mendez.
And stop embarrassing myself by talking about celebrity crushes.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. And it's funny because she worked with Will Smith on the movie Hitch, which is one of my favorite movies.
Yes, I love that movie.
So great. So great. That's one of those movies that I can watch whenever it comes on. I still find it funny.
Yeah, and I love it because it's like so New York. And now that I'm living in New York, I'm like, when I watch it, I'm just like, oh, I know where that is. Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah. And there's so many good moments in the movie, like when he when they're riding on the
jet ski.
Yeah, the jet skis, and he like kicks her in the face.
And the cooking class.
Yeah, it's the best.
His face gets all swollen and they go and get so funny.
Yeah. I think the one that always gets me is the Usher dance sequence where he's like making the pizza and the Q-tip, you know. for those of you who don't know that movie, you got to go find it. It's from 2005. It's called Hitch with Will Smith, Kevin James, Eva Mendez, and someone who looks just like Paris Hilton, but I don't actually know her name, unfortunately. But oh, it's so funny.
Yeah, and it's like a nice little rom-com. Even if you don't like rom-coms, I think you'd still like find it funny.
Yeah. Remember that scene where he's hiding behind the door and he puts the pen in his jacket?
He's so funny.
It's classic. Classic Will. That was some great casting, too.
Yeah, the whole team. I mean, the whole like ensemble cast is really funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I should watch it.
I haven't either. I don't even know where to find it. It's probably on like Amazon Prime or something like that.
Has to be. I feel like Beyonce's hair looks really nice and bouncy, which is what I was like aiming for. I was like, I want it to have like nice lightweight like mass to it.
Yeah, definitely. Afros are so much fun to draw. It's just a big ball on the top of someone's head. It's great.
And I think like it was kind of hard at first. I was like, how do I, you know, get the curl pattern right while also not focusing on every little curl? And I think kind of gotten to a point where I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on.
I'm going to do Christopher Walken now.
It's like, maybe I'll do Christopher Walken. Maybe I'll do Benicio. Oops, that's Beyonce. Yeah, I'll do Benicio. Benicio del Toro. Another handsome man.
Now, I know we're focusing on a hair stream, but I gotta say, Eva Mendez's eyes are very mesmerizing. There's something about them. I'm like, whoa, look at the shape. And it's like, wow, that's unique.
She also has that like perfect little like mole.
Right, the little beauty mark. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely Marilyn Monroe style for sure.
All right, Benicio. Benicio has interesting eyes too. He's kind of scary.
I mean, I actually didn't know his name until you said that. I recognize him, but I don't know who he is.
He You know what? For the sake of time, I'm going to do what we did in the composition or the for the composition of the other stream and just block out his face over this so then I'm not wasting time on his face. I can focus on the hair.
Oh, I don't know if you saw this, Deep Deep. Clara, I know you're out there in the ether somewhere watching, but I finally did watch Coming to America, the sequel.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was out yet.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. Did you see the original Deep Deep?
When I was a kid, and I have some very distinct memories of that movie, but I have to watch it again.
It is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, there's so many quotable moments. It's just
the new one or the old one?
The original. The original. Because it's kind of weird to say which one it is because they both basically had the same title, but yeah. You know. But the original is just a classic. I can't. You know, there's nothing I could say about it that's negative. The new one I felt was that, first off, I don't even think it should have been made really because there's just no point. A lot of it kind of rehashing old ideas and making it with newer cameras and stuff. And, you know, which is all right. But the thing that I did like was the design of the film, like the costumes and the environment. It looked amazing. And I think part of that is because they had Ruth Carter on the team who also designed for Black Panther.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, which I just fall in love with. So, yeah.
Did you watch it in theaters or did you watch it?
No, I was at my cousin's house and she had it queued up. And so I watched it there.
Nice.
Yeah. Our prof is asking, Jordan, do you think straight hair like Eva's can actually be tougher to draw than hair that is really dramatic like Beyonce's? I don't know. I think it's just really about the approach. One, I think Eva's hair takes less time, personally, like straight hair, because you're just seeing things in kind of basic shapes or clumps. So, like, I'm seeing, like, this basic shape and then a couple of these here. But with Beyonce's, it's more like the underside of the hair where it starts curling up. I would spend a lot of time worrying about texture there and then just kind of leave most of the rest alone. That's how I personally would approach it. Maybe if I have time and I draw Beyonce, I'll show what I would do for it. But yeah.
I think straight hair can be difficult in the sense because there isn't as much, like you can kind of just see it and you'll be like, oh my God, everything is just like silky smooth. How do I address this? Mm-hmm. Whereas with like something that has a lot more texture, like, or Jaden's hair, which is like, you can like see each lock. It might be easier to process sometimes, but I think like you said, it is the approach and it's how each person chooses to approach.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of what makes things difficult or easy is either about how much time it requires to get it done or just understanding the mechanics of it. Like, because there are certain formulas I can reuse for most situations. Like, for example, there's really only like five basic shapes that you can create anything from. You have spheres, cubes, pyramids, cylinders, and what's the last one? There's one more. Cylinders, pyramids. There's one more that I'm missing. Someone could fill me on that. But like everything can be, oh, I said cubes. Yeah, I can't, okay, I'm sorry, I can't remember now. But basically everything in the world can be based off of those.
Cones? Basic.
Yes, cones, thank you so much. That was it. So yeah, like once you kind of narrow things down to that level, it becomes much easier to be like, oh, I know which one to focus on for this. You know, like this is just an elongated cylinder. This is a flattened cube. This is a such and such. You know, that's really all it is. since we're talking about hair, I feel like eyelashes could kind of fit in there.
That's a great point. Yeah.
One thing I really try and do with eyelashes is I actually don't even worry about the individual strands. I just kind of make a thicker shape on top, and maybe I'll have like one or two kind of pop out like this. And that gets the point across as to what I'm trying to convey. Because spending all the time going like this is just wasting time, and it doesn't always look that good. So,
yeah, that's a really good tip. Earmuck is saying, personally, straight hair is really difficult for me to draw. The more volume and texture the hair has, the easier it is to find the shape. I agree with that. I think that like volume and texture, I like exaggerating those things, and I like really latching onto them and running with it. So I feel the same personally. I can empathize with that for sure.
Her eyes are way too far apart. Okay, let's bring that back. That's a little bit better. Another thing I think is important to look out for is where everything overlaps. Like, if like what group of hair is in front of the next one? Like how the hair connects up here near the root. Like which direction is it going? Drawing, what would it be? Like here, seeing how this overlaps that shape, stuff like that. Really, really key. Oh, shoot. I forgot to give her ears. I think she needs those. She's got a pretty little earring, too. So make sure we don't get rid of that.
All the better to hear you with, my dear. Our prof saying, Jordan, could you draw what are the key shapes over the photo of Eva Mendes?
Certainly. Let's see. Let's get this green here. So for Eva Mendes, I'm seeing this big old triangle kind of shape up here. That's not good. Then let's see a shape here. And they're pretty big clumps. Like if I turn it on and off real quick, you guys I think can see how I'm visualizing it. And what I'm pointing out, this over here, this whole thing is one shape right here, all of that. And then this can, you can actually put this in one shape, all of this. And actually, you know what? Changing my mind. This whole thing is one big shape right there. So that's how I see it. Now, she looks like a clown when I have her, you know, all of these colors like that. But that's basically how I look at it. Just look at the major clumps and go from there. Sticking up. She's got some makeup on, so I'm thickening up the eyebrow or eyelash a little bit. Okay. So this is one shape. But yeah, I always approach things like that whenever I struggle with stuff. Okay. Do you have any tricks for whenever you're kind of having a difficult time breaking things down? Like, what do you usually like to focus on?
I think shapes definitely help. And I think this is a skill that comes over time that I've found myself being able to do, but to try and look at things as shapes and textures and not as like a whole person. So to kind of like break things apart really and just like think about it as like, here's like a combination of lines and textures and shapes, and like breaking it up that way helps me like divorce myself from the like the notion that it needs to look like a person or something. It's just like, this is just a being or like a something, and that helps. I don't know, what did I do? But it is really easy to get wrapped up in feeling overwhelmed by all of that jazz.
Yeah. Oh, there's something else I just thought of, you guys who are watching. Whenever you draw hair, especially in a situation like Eva Mendez where it's kind of long, remember that the hair has to, someone brought it up before where hair has to have volume, and that includes when it's attached to the scalp. Hair doesn't just kind of, even when hair is very flat and it lays down, there's still a little bit of thickness there. And sometimes people will forget to do that. And they'll, like, if the skull were this blue line over her head, they'll just kind of leave it like this, you know? And let's say that that's her hair. And that looks a little strange. But suddenly, if I were to enlarge that and give it a little bit of volume, then that makes a little bit more sense. So keep that in mind, unless the person has like, you know, is like bald or has really short hair, like when I, a couple months ago before I started growing it out, then that would be a different scenario.
Our prof is saying, Deep, do you have to tackle Benicio's eyebrows? I know, I'm staying away from it because he's also a cutie and I don't want to ruin his cutie pie face.
But it's art. You got to go for it.
I know. I think we're finding Deep D's vices. She can't draw attractive men. Stay away from them. Now we have a reason for why all my art looks like my art.
Oh, my goodness. Sometimes I tell people to draw the opposite of what they're doing. Like, I have a friend, and she likes to draw, like, really attractive, like 19 to 20 year old men. And I'm like, you know, I want to see you draw like an old, ugly man, like just to switch it up a little bit. You know,
that's all I want to do is draw old, ugly men.
It's so much fun.
It's so fun. We have that one, like, royal member that we drew, the one that looks just like so old. You know what I'm talking about? The man.
I know what you're talking about. He was like 98 or something, right?
Yeah, just like horrifically old looking. And he was so much fun to draw.
Yeah, for sure. HT Poke Pack says, I always ignore the hair when drawing portraits. I'm conflicted because I want to focus more on facial features and the hair ends up seeming like an afterthought. One way you can fix that is just not make an afterthought, like include it in your original sketch as a part of the piece, because hair can be a big part of someone's identity. You know, like, for example, if anyone's ever read a Harry Potter book, you will know one of the first things J.K. Rowling always does whenever she describes Harry Potter in every single book is Harry has messy hair or something like that, like jet black messy hair. It's part of who he is. It's part of how we visualize him. So, I mean, just think about how often we fix our hair every morning. So it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I think hair can be really indicative of character. And so if you're trying to avoid it, maybe it's also something that's like boring to you. So you can make it not that way by giving it more importance in your piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if something's boring, find a way to make it fun, because otherwise it'll just be something you keep avoiding.
Jill says, I usually start my portraits with the hairline. That's interesting. Yeah, I'd be curious to hear how most people start their portraits. Like, do you start with the hair? Do you also leave it to the end?
I'll be honest with you, I've mostly been watching myself draw this whole time. How did you start your process for these drawings?
It's interesting. I think I did a different technique for each of them. With Dev, I really tried to, for the first one, Dave Patel, I tried to fill in the color blocks of it first and then add texture, but I don't think that worked very well for me. Then with Beyonce, I did the major masses of shape and then went in with color blocks and then texture, which I liked. And then here I'm doing kind of similar to what I did with Beyonce, which is I like found the masses of hair and now I'm going into each mass with some tone and also a little bit of texture. But hair is definitely something that I don't really draw a lot of. Most of my characters are bald, actually, so.
Got you.
So this is a good refresher, flexing that muscle.
Yeah. Another little trick, guys, also, just in general, if you're thinking about the light versus the shadow side, you can always just have thicker lines if you don't want to add tone or value. That'll convey a lot, too.
Wait, can you repeat what you just said?
I said, so let's say the light in this situation is coming from this direction. I can make sure the lines on the side for the hair are thinner or lighter, and the ones that are supposed to be in shadow are darker.
Oh, yes.
A couple more lines here, and Eva should be done. I haven't even seen her recently now I think about it. Has she been anything lately?
No, I haven't. I was thinking that too. I don't think I've seen her in something either. I know she is, she has a kid with, what's his face? She was in a movie with him, Ryan Gosling. And
she has a kid with Ryan Gosling? Interesting.
I think so. Might need a fact check on that too, folks, but I think so. So I wonder if she's just kind of become full-time mom? I don't know.
Okay, cool. Good for her.
Yeah, I feel like she was in that movie with Ryan Gosling, Place Beyond the Pines. Then they have a child, and then I haven't seen her in anything, so that makes me wonder if... Because I've seen Ryan in La La Land, but...
Oh, okay. I think that happened with Jessica Alba, too.
Oh, yeah, but Jessica Alba now has that company. She's like making, it's called Honest or something. It's like a, not vegan, but like clean something, something, something.
Oh. Yeah, she was definitely on the top of my celebrity crushes list as a young teenager.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Did you hear about the story about her being in the sequel to Fantastic Four and how horrible that was?
No.
So apparently the director was like super misogynistic and there's a scene in there where she's supposed to be crying and he was like, you look too ugly when you cry, try and cry and look pretty or something along those lines. And she was so offended by that she like basically quit acting for a while. If not told, I know she's been in a movie like in the last year or so, but that definitely left an impact on her. It was like really messed up.
I hate that. As you're saying that, I remember she has a show actually on Netflix that I think is doing pretty well where she plays a cop. So.
Oh, good for her.
Coming back with a vengeance. Snoop says, I'm trying not to give up learning to draw. I'm 20, but it's complicated. Any tips? I have zero skills when it comes to drawing. Hugs from Brazil. Aw, hugs back from Brazil. Or back to Brazil, sorry. Jordan, would you like to take this one?
First of all, I think everyone can draw if they simply put in the time and the effort. I know many artists who started, one of my good friends, and back in the days, for some of you guys who've been following us for a long, long time, when we used to do Instagram lives, I brought him on and he talked about his process and he was maybe 28, 29 at the time. And he was just starting to learn how to draw. He was an athlete for a very long time and that just didn't work out for him. And so he decided to do art and he had to start from ground zero. but he put in so much effort into everything that he did. And now 3 years later, he's working at a video game company right now. So it really just takes focus, dedication, determination, and learning the right things. You know, spend your time learning the fundamentals of color, of line, figure out what it is that you want to do. There's so many things. And keep watching Art Prof, because we, you know, we have tons of videos on all that stuff.
Yeah, I would say that like 20, don't even think about that number as being too old. That's not at all the case. And it's just a matter of finding like what your passion is within art or within drawing. Like, do you really like to draw portraits? What do you like to draw? And then using that as a catalyst to get you drawing a lot. And it's all about practice, like Jordan said, and just feeling motivated and feeling like you can do it and finding a community to support you, which Art Prof is a great community for that. But yeah, I think find your inspiration, draw a lot, draw everything. Don't worry about how it looks, and you will definitely see improvement. Hope that helps.
Yeah. And one last thing I'll say going off of that is, every time you put pencil to paper, you're improving. So even if you're having a really rough day, just keep at it, because drawing, I saw that deep, dude. you know, because drawing is only going to get better the more you do it. So keep that in mind and stay positive. You got this. Jill says, I am always impressed when someone can dive into creating art from scratch. Be patient with yourself. Precisely. I like the way you think, Jill.
Be patient with yourself. It's so hard to do, but absolutely necessary. I think being a teacher sometimes helps, because you're like, okay, would I talk to my student like this? No. So why am I talking to myself like this?
Right.
Maria is saying, I think that it all goes a lot better if you find enjoyment in the learning and practicing process. If you enjoy it, it'll be something you want to do all the time. I agree. And that's why I say, like, you know, take the pressure off of it has to look like this or it has to be this, especially when you're like just trying to keep yourself from giving up or finding motivation, and just keep drawing things until you find something that you love to draw, or a topic or a way or a material, and make sure you're having fun when you're doing it, because that'll keep you motivated. And like Jordan said, anytime you put pen to paper or pencil to paper or whatever your choice is, you are going to be improving. And that is a slow battle, but you'll see it.
Yeah. One of my favorite artists, Sean Thomas, he said, a lot of people have said something similar to this, but he did a TED Talk and he said, nothing worth having comes easy. And, you know, if you're trying to make a career out of this and something you really want to do, then have that mindset of just like, this is what I have to do. Because the mindset is what I notice takes people further than people who just have an innate talent. You know, there's plenty of people who are good at drawing, but mm-hmm. they are surpassed by people who just put in the hours. Very often times that happens. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, I think a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm too old for this, or I'm too this for that. But like, that's a mindset that I see weeds out a lot of people, because they just give up. Mm-hmm. But the people who persist for a few years longer, or just know that they can do it, like a lot of things, yes, has to do with talent, but a lot of things also just has to do with keeping at it and being motivated and finding community to motivate you and encourage you. And I think that you'll find that you will succeed.
Snoop says, I think the problem with me is the pressure I put on myself. Will be the next question, is a course recommended, or can I go without spending anything? Do you want to take care of that one, Deep D?
You can go without spending anything at artprof.org. We're all free. And that's the whole point of Art Prof, because we don't think that people should need to spend money to have a really high class wholesome education. So you absolutely don't need to spend money to be a good artist. Really, it's about finding the right resources. Art Prof is one of the many resources, finding a community to encourage you and just keep practicing. Pressure a course or a syllabus is sometimes what works for certain people. They need that structure. And we actually have self-taught artist curriculum YouTubes for illustrators, artists in general, animators, whatever. It's all on our YouTube channel. Check it out. And that'll actually give you an idea of how to structure your time. But something that's really good to do, you know, right off the bat is a 10-minute sketchbook a day practice. Sketch for at least 10 minutes a day and see what happens. You'll notice an improvement for sure. But don't at all feel like you need to spend money to be a good artist. Just do what's available to you, the resources that you have, and just keep practicing and keep searching out new ways to explore. And I will guarantee that you will be successful.
Right. I mean, even me, like, I made a point to spend as little money as possible for all my art supply. And I use something digital, which I did have to spend money for, but other than that, it's just regular copy paper. Like, you could go to Office Depot, get a pack of 500 sheets and a clipboard for like $20. get some good pencils and you're good to go. Also, want to thank Jill for the super sticker. Thank you so much. You were very awesome. We appreciate your support.
It's people like Jill that helps keep Art Prof free and accessible to everyone. Which is the whole point of Art Prof. So we really do thank you, Jill, because it means a lot to us. And also, I was going to say, like, as an animator, a lot of people think that animation is something that costs a lot of money and needs a lot of technology and stuff. But I have some tutorials on Art Prof that I've taught about animation, and there are a lot of ways to make really interesting, fun animations that don't require a lot of, like, money or resources. Just like an image capturing device or smartphone or a low cost app and a piece of paper and a pen, you know, there are a lot of ways that you can do it with something that's a little bit more accessible than what Pixar might have or something. So, yeah, search out what's, you know, available to you, but everyone can do it.
Yeah. The way I see art tools is kind of like cars, right? There's cars out there that you can buy for $1,000, and then there's some that are $50,000 and $60,000, $70,000. But either way, the whole point of the automobile is to get you from point A to point B without walking, right? So, you know, is it always going to be super shiny? Maybe not, but is it going to get your work done? Yeah, most of the time you will be fine.
Especially for career stuff, like, people are looking at your technical skill, but they're also thinking of your, like, creative skill. And I think that you can, like, with the resources you have, just be the best at what you have accessible to you, and just focus on growing there and exploring how you can manipulate that and make that interesting and new and fresh. And those are all things that I think people really recognize and are impressed by. I like how you're doing Beyonce.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I'll have time to give her a mouth, which is really ironic considering she's one of the top singers in the world. But sorry, B. Someone else has drawn you with a mouth before. You'll be all right.
We'll do a stream on drawing mouths, and we'll have her as our first one, and we'll redeem.
Sure. There we go.
Be like, give her the most beautiful mouth.
Yeah, but the thing I'm trying to focus on is just mostly just getting some of the rounder textures. That's really it. And just selling the idea that this hair is super curly. That's basically what an afro is. It's just a bunch of curls kind of compressed together.
Yeah, I'm sold.
I've had an afro or two once.
Have you?
Yeah. Last time I grew it out really big, I was a kid. This is the longest my hair has been in like years, though. It's not even that long, but it is the longest it's been in years. But yeah, I look like the missing member of the Jackson 5. That's basically what I look like.
That's so funny.
Yeah. All right. About to wrap up here in just a second. We finished Beyonce's chin. Okay. All right. Well, I'm done with that. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to check us out and talk to us after the stream, you can find us in the Art Prof Discord and the Art Alongs channel and share all your art with us. We'd love to see what you've been working on. Please subscribe to the Art Prof YouTube channel. And then we also want to say thank you to all of our Art Prof Patreon supporters. You guys are so awesome and amazing, and we could not do any of this stuff without you. So with that said, take care, everyone. Have a great evening. Peace.